Well, now let's get an update on the trial of James Holmes, the confessed Colorado theater shooter who killed 12 and wounded dozens in 2012. The point of his trial is to determine if he was insane, as he claims, or sane, as the prosecution claims, at the time of the shooting. The defense wraps up its case today. Ben Marcus of Colorado Public Radio is here. And Ben, the prosecution presented witnesses who said James Holmes was sane, that he could tell right from wrong. What's the defense been arguing?
A lot of time has been taken with a psychotic break he had in jail about 4 months after the shooting. We heard from a half a dozen witnesses about this. Holmes began acting strangely in jail. At one point, he put meat between two paper cups and ate it like a sandwich. He fell backwards off his bunk, and he told the guards that he did it to protect them. So they sent him to Denver Health, a hospital here, for treatment. And Dr. Elizabeth Loudermilk, who's a psychiatrist there, says that Holmes told her he could hear voices coming from behind the wall.
And he had noted or reported that it was hard for him to tell what a real voice was. So what was the voice of somebody talking to him and what was a hallucination?
So, you know, this is one of the classic hallmark symptoms of schizophrenia. And this is what his attorneys, James Holmes' attorneys, have been arguing all along, that he has schizophrenia, that he's mentally ill and insane. Now, on cross-examination, the prosecution noted that this psychotic episode he had in jail could have just been caused by the stress of his situation, you know, like being in jail and facing the death penalty for killing 12 people in a theater.
Okay. We also heard testimony from Dr. Raquel Gurr from the University of Pennsylvania, star witness. Tell us why.
So Dr. Gurr is a specialist in schizophrenia, and she examined Holmes for 28 hours, longer than any other psychiatrist. She reviewed scans of his brain, she interviewed his parents, and she concluded that he is schizophrenic.
The severity and intensity of his psychosis, psychotic process at that time was so high, was so severe to render him incapable of distinguishing between right and wrong.
Now, prosecutors said, well, how then could Holmes have planned all of this if he was so mentally ill? And Dr. Gurr's explanation for that is that he's able to perform complex tasks within his delusional mindset.
Yeah. Well, tell us more about some of the grilling that Raquel Gurr got.
This star witness, Dr. Raquel Gurr, she came under withering cross-examination from District Attorney George Brockler. And Brockler looked and he found quotes where she merged one part of what he said with another part and made it one whole quote.
Are there other places in your report that you can think of where you took that kind of editorial liberty and combined answers into one quote to express what you thought was the gist of what he was saying?
Object to the form of the question as argumentative.
Overruled.
Doctor.
I can't recall things like that.
And Ben Marcus, was that damaging?
Well, that's hard to tell. Some legal experts I've talked to say that Brockler was so aggressive in his cross-examination, he was really wound up, that he risked making some jurors feel sympathetic for her. Now, he did spend the better part of almost 2 days detailing inaccuracies, problems with her notes, things she left out of her report. There's no doubt the jury's going to consider that when they go into deliberations.
So here we have competing testimony, basically, about whether James Holmes is sane or not. If the jury decides he is sane, he could get the death penalty. What if they decide he's not sane?
So there are several outcomes here. He could be found guilty and possibly get the death penalty. He could be found not guilty and be set free, which seems unlikely. Or he could be found not guilty by reason of insanity, which would then send him indefinitely to the state mental hospital in Pueblo, which is several hours south of Denver, with a chance of possibly being released someday, though many people say that's unlikely. There would be a whole hearing process after that. Now, if he doesn't get the death penalty, anything short of the death penalty would be a huge blow to George Brockler, the district attorney, because Holmes offered life in prison without the possibility of parole 2 years ago before this trial ever started. So anything short of that would be a huge loss for the district attorney.
Because is there a perception that he put everyone needlessly through this very painful trial?
Yes. I think that people on the left, especially Brockler's a Republican, believe that he's doing this for political reasons. And this trial has cost millions of dollars. So anything short of guilty would be a financial and an emotional cost for the people involved.
Ben Marcus of Colorado Public Radio, thank you.
Thank you.